Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to join you again.
We have a great show for you today, and we are talking about taking risks and consciousness.
Yikes. Let's take a risk here. Okay. Yeah. How to make that user-friendly. Yeah, that's a good subject.
Somebody today just said, you can skydive without a parachute, but if you want to do it twice, you need a parachute.
That's really well put. I like that. Yeah. Well, unless you know you can fly without a parachute, or you got your big girl panties on and they can catch some wind. I mean,
you can take that in so many ways.
Yes, definitely. Well, and let me see. Let's take a risk and get our commercials out of the way here, our little advertisements, and then we'll get into the subject.
Actually, these are not our commercials, but these are our announcements.
Announcements. Okay, there we go. All right.
Announcements. Okay. Well, the next thing that is coming up is our next conscious conference call. We had a fabulous one last week, and we've got another one coming up on Thursday, June 16th. This at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. This is an opportunity for you guys to get up close and personal with Janet and myself, and you could be in on the chats. It's for us to have a conscious conversation. We will be letting you know what the topic is. And if you would like to hear the recording of the last one, we recorded it, and it is at, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
Good stuff. It was just wonderful what happened. And we want, so our focus on those is always to actively drop into heart space, make sure we're all comfortable with what our definitions of that are in that state, and develop comfort in being in a group situation, because for a lot of people, they're probably not used to doing that. And that was brought to our attention, so we appreciate that. And just building comfortability with being able to share with others on that intimate connection of where you can all, press the unmute button, raise your hand. It's just a whole lot of fun. So we look forward to people playing with us.
Yes. And what there's so many ways to participate in the group. So if you are one who is a little bit shy, it is okay to be there without raising your hand or without verbally contributing, but you can energetically contribute to the group. And you can also feel what it's like to be in a smaller group setting with us in this wonderful experience of heart space. Now, if you have no problem sharing your opinion, we would love you to actually actively converse with us about the topic that we'll come up with. This is not going to be a class. This is a conversation. So it's constantly evolving, and the participants, whether they're physically there or not, or listening to it at another time, are actively creating the holistic experience that we're happening as well. So join us at the next Conscious Conference call. That again is Thursday, June 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com for that.
And you want to tell them about your new client special, right? Mystic Minutes?
Well, yes, actually, I was going to also slide into a another group experience that we have coming up in July. We're going to be doing the Conscious Conference Call once a month, but also in July we have the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club Expo. Try to say that.
It never gets easier to say that.
Exactly. And the fact that the Boeing employees have a parapsychology club is a little bit mind-blowing to start with, but they've actually had one since, I believe, the 1960s. It could have just been the 1980s. I've participated in them since 1981, since I was a clairvoyance student, but it is a lot of fun. It's going to be twice as big as last year. It is happening on Saturday, July the 25th. At Kent Commons from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Kent Commons is in Kent, Washington. And you can find out, we'll be having a booth there, and you can find out more about all the other exciting things. There are people who are going to be, you know, selling products to help raise your consciousness and doing healings and other kinds of sessions. And the website to find out more about that is at www.bepcweb.com. So it's BEPC, Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club, WEB.org. And you can see where our booth is going to be on the floor plan there. And we would just love to have you guys come by and say hello.
Definitely. So tell them about your Mystic Minutes you got going. I love them.
Okay. Well, so there's several things going on. And actually, I have an impromptu workshop that is coming on, an online workshop that is next Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday at noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. And it is going to give you three solid techniques for real world manifesting. So you can go to my website at joan-newcomb.com and sign up for that and find out more about that. I also have Mystic Minute videos coming out every couple days, and you can see the most recent one there. And I have a new client special that you can find out about as well. But the topmost thing is three solid techniques for real-world manifesting. It's going to be next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. How about
Sounds
you, Janet?
Good. Well, let me see. I'm dealing with a lot of family stuff, so I've kind of taken a break from getting out there so much, but I'm always available to talk to people, and you can join me at my website, janetandbeyond.com, sign up for the blog that I write weekly. If you do all that, you can get a top 10 tips on how to enjoy life, when there's like about 28 of them in there, so you can't say I don't give you something to work with. So right. I look forward to hearing people, and let me see, what else we got there? Are we ready to do our bit here for mankind and man-womankind? Right. Yeah, there we go.
Well, we are going to do that right after the commercial break. So hold your big girl panties. We have a commercial break, but stay tuned, because we are going to be talking about taking risks in consciousness with Janet taking us into a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. That's Conscious with Joan and Janet at gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about taking risks in consciousness. And Janet, before you slide us into heart space, do you want to tell them what heart space means, what it's about?
Yeah, let's take a chance
Where
here.
Are okay. they going?
Wait. All right. Well, we want to make sure everyone is aware of is what it is when we say heart space. And heart space, it can be heart-centered awareness, the field of unified consciousness, zero-point field. There's all kinds of terminology for that state that we're talking about where you're not chasing your thoughts. And for a lot of people who do meditation, you know what I'm talking about. And I never did well at meditation because I was always chasing my thought. But I was very good psychic. So what I do is I access a lot of information. So in dropping into heart-centered awareness, that gives me that place to drop out of my conscious mind in an aware state of doing that as best I can into the realm of where it's between the thoughts. And using consciousness technology has really made that a lot clearer for me. What's your experience of that, Joan? Because you have a lot of different training. How would you refer to all that?
That's true. And, you know, I mean, I was a meditation teacher for many years, but my form of meditation was really different than a lot of people. And so mine was actually very thought-based, which is why it worked for me. But then there were other times when things were really traumatic that it didn't work for me because I couldn't sit there in that all that kind of pain. So I had to get up and move and do something. However, with consciousness technologies, you can try to say that three times fast. Yeah. You know, I had to unlearn a lot of things in order to be open to the spontaneity of consciousness technologies. Now, my experience with going into heart space, especially you do such a lovely job of leading us into it. It doesn't just drop you into your heart chakra, which is because the whole concept of chakras for me is very old Newtonian physics, so to speak, and consciousness technology is really sort of like quantum physics. And so what you are doing is you are dropping us into a portal or a wormhole even of a greater, more expanded experience. Now, I don't disappear when I go in there, but I come into a more expanded way of being, and that's what happens.
Well, and I think part of the trick of this is when people we hear the word heart, they immediately go to emotion or heart, and that can be troublesome. And so what we're looking for to make clear for people that really the word heart is certainly a location. It's in the center of the beingness of our body. So that's a nice location. And it is a physical shift downward from the esoteric brain that's firing all the time. And so it brings you into yourself on a physical level. Then we're using the heart to is the field of the heart is really concentric circles that are dynamically working in opposition around each other. And it's a field generated effect. So what we look at the emotional context is that closest to us has the coloration. It's the way we attach to things is through our emotions, how we feel about things. And that feeds into the core essence of the all, which is what heart also means. And that is the bigger realm of where we are all one and in that state. And so we're inviting people to notice how they interact with the words, how they experience the energies that are present that they might not be tracking. And we really look on our show in this these moments that we have together to create a place for all of us who are listening, whether it's in this moment or in another moment, that in this place you will find yourself with all of us. Not in a mental state, but in this beingness, right? And how to invite that to be user-friendly with however you feel about a physical heart, however you feel about your emotional context, and however you feel about your neighbor. This is the place where this all gets mushed together and exercised and and releasing all those boundaries, because every one of those is a boundary. So we just want to, what it would be like to be present, because that's what happens. You get out of the past, you get out of the future, because you're not thinking. You're experiencing, okay, what am I noticing in the moment? And it is the place between the thoughts. And for those of us who have all different kinds of backgrounds, we're inviting you to just take this time to join us in that place where information is present, where information is present without your limiting views on it, without your thoughts on it, without your boundaries, and that we invite as an act of consciousness, being conscious of itself and how we're all connected, how information is present for us to play with in our patterns of what we think life is. And this is the arena of where potential is. So that's the context that we engage in. And today we're going to talk about taking risks, which, you know, can set up flares certainly, but there are no flares here. All there is the warmth of heart, the warmth of enjoying life and finding out an answer or an interpretation or an experience that maybe you didn't know you had in there. So what do you think? Shall we drop into heart now?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Good time. All right, everybody. So just take a moment. Raise your shoulders, drop your shoulders, turn your neck. Just rotate that head around and just, we're going to consciously put our agendas of what today is about over there. And as you wiggle around and notice your body, get body aware to the degree that you can be body aware and allow yourself to sit or lie down. Or stand, whatever it might be. But allow yourself to be present. Feel your connection here. And just notice as you drop into that state. If you've been listening every week, this has been getting easier. You'll notice you're doing it quicker. Because it's really not about time or space. It's about intention. And it's our intention to be present. So that's what we invite. And some people go, oh, it's too calm. And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. To calm, to find some peace, and just relax. So as you brought your awareness down, I bet you've brought it down. And this is what Joan and I are doing. We're kind of tracking on the big scheme of things because we are aware of present energies. We are aware of energies that of the future that are here. So time and space are rather irrelevant to us and in this, in what we are tracking, what we call tracking in consciousness here. So just bring your awareness down to heart, physical heart. Allow something to open up. Oh, there you go. See some coloration there. Some of that emotional texture. Allow symbols and feelings and things that you hear to be present because this is a sensory experience. Oh, okay, I'm noticing some neck ache. All right, so let's just see about dropping down and letting that go. And keep going beyond your experience. There you go, in the next realm. And there's the core, the essence of all, where you may see others join you. So however you're perceiving this is totally appropriate. There are no rights and there are no wrongs. We are individuals having a collective experience. And this touches sacred space. This is sacred space. Now, out there, I want people to see if you can find a doorway or some kind of symbol that represents potential. Because we're talking about taking risks. And you can feel the alarm bells going off in some dimensions. And that's okay. Just notice it. But invite yourself to observe where you experience potential. And bring that forward. because that's the place we're going to walk into. So just notice what it would be like to be part of whatever is representing potential to you. And if you're in that space, if I say the word taking a risk, taking a chance, doing something different, notice if it maybe feels a little okay. Because taking risks can trigger the safety issues, those kind of things. There we go. Okay, now I think we're getting there, Joan. What you got today?
Yes. Yeah. I got that. So, about safety issues. One of the things that I have been aware of for myself is it's I'm like I'm waiting for an engraved invitation from the universe, or I'm waiting for the money to come in before I take the action. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and this reminds me of actually a joke that the universe told me once years ago, which was about there was a flood coming, and the neighbors said, "Hey, you know, we're evacuating to higher ground. Jump in my truck, and we'll drive uphill." And he said, "The neighbor said, no, you know, God's going to save me." Well, the flood starts coming, and he's up on his second floor, hanging out the window, and a guy in a boat comes by and says, "Hey, you know, get in the boat. We'll mm-hmm. go to safety." And he said, no, God's going to save me." So then he's on the roof, and he's hanging on the by the chimney, and the helicopter comes by and throws down a ladder and says, "Hey, you know, get up the ladder." And he said, no, you know, God's going to save me." So then as he's about to be swept away, as the chimney's being, going underwater, and he's like, "God, why aren't you saving me?" And God said, "I sent you a truck and a boat and a helicopter." So you have to there's this leap of faith. There's this leap into the universe. It's like stepping out into the abyss and realizing that there is, that there's a crystal bridge.
Well, I think what you, and that's such a classic. I love, I don't care how many times I hear that. It's so wonderful. It's such a wonderful reminder to us. We don't often recognize the opportunities.
Yes.
And we expect it to show up in a certain way. So what I want to invite people is in this state is just notice something that comes to mind that you haven't been able to move on.
Yes.
And you'd like something to be different, but it has kind of a stickiness to it. And I'm sure all of us have something there. And we're going to just put that over there. And we'll get back to it before we leave heart space. But just notice it. It's over there. And it's being cared for, and you don't have to think about it anymore. And what we want to do is something that we did on the free conference call that was so helpful is that one of us noticed how judgments were getting in her way. And so we're going to take the judgment out. That thing there that you put over there, just kind of pull the judgment out of it. And whatever's left in your hand is really not much there. So we'll just pay attention to things over here. We've mentioned safety, taking a chance, something unexpected, not recognized as an opportunity. So notice how you're responding to those things. And if any of them kind of have a twinge to it, just notice that. Don't be attached. Just put it up there where that other thing went. So, I seem to be noticing a lot of stomach stuff, Joan. Some kind of emotional context. And maybe that's part. Our emotions help us stay in a fixed position about things. So why don't we just let some emotion out? And if each of us were to open up a door on your belly, and let's see what comes out of there. Just allow whatever emotion is there. What would it be like to do something different?
Well, you know,
yeah.
I was thinking the first thing you said that you felt a pain in the neck, and now you're feeling something in your stomach, and it's like, okay, what is that pain in the neck? And and you know, talking about your stomach, and I'm thinking when I think in terms of chakras, and to me, I use chakras now as reference points, but there's still something very old paradigm about that.
Mm-hmm.
But your solar plexus area in the chakra system is your area of power. It is your it's your engine room. It's your area of information plus mm-hmm. energy. It's where you get your out of body information. So for a lot of people, it's their center of intuition. So you know, if you're feeling stomach stuff, sometimes what I will notice for people is if they're in an expansion period, their stomach will feel kind of woozy because they're opening up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's where do I feel it when I'm having that kind of floppy over sensation?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily localize in my stomach, but you know, that kind of does this wonderful woo through the whole space. But some people can identify it as a stomach thing.
Well, for me, I'm referencing, I think, probably more as emotional content, because one thing about the neck is we put back there often in that old brain our emotional, our stuck emotional energy. Mm-hmm. And so in just tracking that, there's been some kind of neck tension. And then I've got belly tension, which often is, you know, that gut feeling, emotional resonance. So there's probably stuff that's up. So
I see what you mean, because it's like with the neck thing, it's like if you have like a clenched jaw because you're not mm-hmm. expressing yourself. But mm-hmm. I'm laughing because what this reminds me of is in the 700 Club when he's praying and he's picking out the different people who are watching and he's praying for their situations. So just to let people know what we're doing is that we are tuning in to people listening, and they may or may not be listening live. We actually might be tuning into somebody who listens to this in a couple of years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But the audience is so broad, there is no doubt several people that will resonate with what Janet and I are picking up on.
It's there. It's definitely there. So we'll just let it be there. So if you're noticing an emotional response, just notice it. Just breathe down through it, because that's really a lot of information about whatever we were playing with. And we're different places. Sometimes we don't track consciously, and certainly not unconsciously, how an issue encodes itself around us. And because we're busy, we're distracted, we're not paying attention, and we just know, oh, I need an antacid. Oh, it must have something to do with that dinner I had. When really at dinner, there was a whole lot of subject going on that, you know, we weren't even busy noticing all the emotional content that was happening or how we thought about our emotions. So we're just allowing ourselves to let this just be layers, and however you're experiencing that information. And maybe check in now and see, can you remember what the issue was? And it's perfectly okay if you can't, because maybe it's different. In this state, it is. So we're going to just take a, oh, that's funny how that's coming to me. Potential is like an salt shaker. So let's just sprinkle a little potential on whatever it is we now coming to mind and see what happens. Whoa. Okay.
It's funny, I was seeing a one of those big pepper grinders.
Grinders,
when they come up to the restaurant, they say, would you like some pepper on that? And they bring out this thing that is like the size of their arm.
Yeah, really. A little
lot
spice.
Of potential.
A lot of potential. And then I see people who salt their food without tasting it.
So that's
always interesting too. All right, everyone. So just notice how you're relaxing or not, or what seems to be in your face. And we'll let it just be gentle breeze. So this is your interaction with your emotional tense. And how are you reacting to having emotions about something? And what if they could be different? They were something you experienced in the moment, but it's probably old information by now. So what if you could let go of the old information? And what does all this have to do with taking risks? I think it's because when you set it up as having to take a risk, you go on to alarm. And that's not necessarily useful. So if we can do that, oh, maybe I'd like to take another choice. And maybe I'd like to look at this differently. Does that kind of unstuck it? Does that kind of take it out of a threatening mode?
Well, and, you know, we misinterpret sometimes. And we respond as if it's fearful when really it could be excitement.
Right. And that's really nice.
Because I find there's, you know, we have at least two aspects of ourselves. And sometimes we're an entire, you know, we're entire chorus line of different emotional reactions. But there'll be a part of us that is sort of the fearful side, that is the negating side. That is like, oh, don't do that, because it comes from, you know, being told not to cross the street by yourself,
right?
And you know, as an adult, you're never leaving home unless you cross a street. So it's really the greater aspect of yourself, the consciousness that you really are, is thrilled with change, loves to leap forward. Fear is not even in the vocabulary, because when you are, a consciousness, there is no beginning or end. You're limitless, you're unlimited, and there is no life or death. So you, of course, you're bounding forward, you know, upside down and sideways. There's no upside down or sideways. There's no distance to what you're doing as well.
Well, the word risk is a judgment. So you're not even out of the gate, and you already know it's going to cost you something. So we need to maybe re-encode our language, because when you say risk, you can feel kind of like a high-pitched screech happening out there. And so if in encoding it, like you were saying, it's opportunity, it's, I don't know, there's got to be some other language that shows up. And the reason it's not present is because people don't have another word for risk. You know, if we're so ingrained that there'll be a price to be paid. So we have to, how can we all allow it to be something positive or neutral? We go to neutral about it. You don't have to immediately go to a duality place with it. Just go to neutral and go, an opportunity to do something different that might bring different benefits. So if we take another issue and put it out there and put it on that, what happens?
Well, you know, what's funny about that is the root word risk is Italian. That does mean like danger.
Does it?
But the French take on it is risqué.
Ah, yeah.
So
okay.
Suddenly you're showing lacy panties, because, you know. Okay. So what if you're taking a risqué?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there they were holding you up as you jumped out of the plane. Your big girl panties.
Those are your big girl panties with little black lace and their pink silk.
Yeah, right. So, it all goes together, people. We always get back to where we start. So risque. Okay. So that's something a little scandalous. And that could be about challenging the status quo. Yeah, I like that idea, because what happens when you challenge the status quo is something marvelous can happen. can also get your head chopped off. But the opportunity for Marvelous is as present, and being the one who changes the tide of mankind happens all the time. So let's just invite ourselves to see how that feels.
You can also rephrase this or reframe this into taking a chance. And in taking a chance, you are taking a possibility of something happening.
And then there's the educated guess or risk or fact finding. There's all kinds of things there that people might be willing to do. But then taking risk maybe calls to the gambler in us. And how many people win against the house? And we're the house, actually. So the house always wins, however it's set. So what if there was just a little bit of willingness to say, oh, okay, I can afford this much and I'll play this much, and then I enjoy it for the time that I have it. And that's a limit. I don't know. In our culture, gambling has a lot of power, morphic field power behind it. But, you know, successful people tend to be those that are willing to risk in a marketplace that it can challenge, or they're willing to take what they get out of the experience and then they reapply it in a new way to the next time. So there is, you have to be able to lead yourself to new places. So what if we had that? There we go. What you got there, Joan?
I was out there looking at the different windows of opportunity there are when you're taking a chance or even taking a gamble. You're stepping into the infinite possibilities. It may look like a roulette wheel, but it's any different option. So you are stepping out of your routine, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, but you are also opening up for something more to happen in your world. You're opening up for expansion.
I think the more we can be in heart-centered awareness, it's not so risky.
Yes.
You see, because we're not challenging how we think about something and all that coloration and conversation that comes from that place. But I know, as you and I do daily, that when things come up and we take this moment to be present and we go, is this the right course of action? We get an answer. And sometimes we couch that in going, well, how much am I willing to follow through? Okay, let me take it to a place where I can follow through. But when we've been from this position asking that question, I'm more inclined to follow through. Even though Janet personally was like, that's a little gritty, right? But in following what information I get from this state, which is sometimes all you got, because you can think yourself into a little box in a corner and you have no control over how other people act. You have to be true to what you perceive to be true in that moment, because truth is an illusion as much as anything else is. It's not so risky. I don't play that risky thing so much.
Well, you know, when you're in heart space, it doesn't make sense, because there really isn't a risk.
Right.
You know, it's like there is no white water in the heart-centered flow. In a heart-centered flow, you're just, it's this wonderful, you know, you're just rafting down a really calm, warm river. And so it doesn't have that sort of roller coaster ride, adrenaline rush aspect of it. It's like everything is okay.
Well, and even in that, though, I would say that if I come from that place, that if I hit the white water, I know I'm okay. And I allow for those things because there's no indication that that just means it's smooth sailing. Oh no, not my reality. That means I'm okay as I hit those rapids. I'm okay as I have to pull up and camp, and I'm okay that something dies. And I'm just in that place of well-being about myself, knowing that whatever I experience is all right, and it's part of life, right? So taking risks really kind of changes its whole concept for me. And there are places where I'm sure I emotionally chicken out or something, and opportunities are lost. But it happens, another opportunity will show up. That's the way that works. So if I back off from this moment, which is perfectly okay to do, we're not judging any of those moments, I bet another one will show up. And at some point, you might find yourself doing something extraordinary for what your day-to-day life is. So is it time to come back? I think it probably is getting there, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels about that time.
Yeah, it feels about that time. All right, everybody. So just notice. Whatever you put up there and out there that seems so maybe stretching you, how about it just expanded you? There we go. Because stretch, the word seems to be that you're going to come flying back onto yourself. And so with just expansion and contraction, expansion and contraction seems a little more user-friendly. So as you bring your awareness back into yourself from out there, notice that emotional terrain. And as you bring yourself back from that place, notice your heart. It still seems to be beating. Maybe it seems to be a little calmer in there, a little more relaxed. And then just bring your awareness back up into today, into your present reality. And just notice what that's feeling like. And whatever you experience is just perfectly fine, you know. It's just information. It's awful quiet out there, Joan.
I think people are enjoying their rafting down, rafting in the warm water and the sunshine. And I notice this when you bring people into heart space, it's almost like they start purring.
Yeah, we certainly can do that, can't we? Yeah. Yeah, it's so wonderful to be alive, and even as tumultuous and as full of heartache or whatever you might define life to be, I don't think it happens quite like this anywhere else. So let it be user-friendly, and let it be okay to dip your toe and try something new. And there's always the full immersion, you can drop yourself into the pool and all that. Or there's some of us who like
self-baptism is what it is.
Yeah. Put our toe in there and kindly work our way up, the leg, but all different kinds of way to experience energy and passion and life and vitality. And it's just about living. See, it's really not about. Oh, yeah, there we go. All right. Well, I think we're probably getting close to the
Yeah.
quiet. Oh, it's very nice. Thank you, everyone who's out there who's participating in this. That sacred
Yeah.
space is important.
Yeah. So it feels like it's also time to take a commercial break, but stay tuned because you can hold that space of consciousness. Even though she's brought you out of heart space, hold that wonderful humming feeling. Well, we have a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back on talking, taking risks in consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about taking risks and consciousness.
You know, Joan, I'm tired. and I think my experience is of feeling tired. I won't own it. It's just mine. I think it takes a lot of energy to resist.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I think people are tired. And I think that's probably their bodies are really feeling, because we've tagged and articulated this, about how important this is. I really feel that.
You know what? There's a couple things I notice about that is that when you drop into heart space, if you have been running around busy, 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 or just in your head or in coffee, in the news or whatever it is, when you drop into heart space, you suddenly tune into how your body is feeling. And so maybe your body is feeling tired.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's one aspect of it. But the other thing I will find is sometimes, you know, if you're dealing with resistance, you can be tired. Or if sometimes the energy that you're struggling with, you just want to deal with it when you're out of body. So you need to take a nap in order to integrate it, you know.
Right.
So if you're in a big growth space, sometimes taking a nap is just the trick to get everything sorted out.
Well, and there's also people that use this kind of energy to overcome, to do more, to have a sense of vitality. And that can get exhausting. So I think what we're tracking is a number of different things for people here. And that's what this show is about. You know, it can get to be a lot of quiet on an airwave. So because we realize how valuable this is. So in order to have everyone get a little perkier, maybe what we can do is do a few energy sweeps here, everyone. So just picture yourself in a shower. Just let that shower light come down all the way through you, circulate down into earth, come back up and come back into your being and go over your shoulders and down through the woods and back and up. And let's just reinvigorate ourselves here a little bit in case you're not going to sleep right after this. Right.
Especially if you're listening to this when you're driving. I really would strongly recommend do not go to sleep.
Yeah. Now, what we also want to do is what Joan is talking about is using this every day. You don't have to go and sit on a pillow and meditate, which is a great thing. We're not judging that at all. But in making choices daily, how many choices you have today that you perhaps could have dropped into this state of awareness and spent a moment and you might have made a different choice. You might have said, oh, this is an opportunity to do something different. So we're just going to weave this back and forth and let's see here. We've got, let me see, there we go. Everybody, just picture a figure eight and that infinity symbol. And I find I'm just moving my hand in that motion. And so every time you come to the crossover, it's a choice. And you have another choice and you have another choice. And you get some fluidity in your emotional terrain and your mental terrain. And what if it just got easier to be present and make your choices from there and be okay with what comes along? I think that's really important. Yeah, there we go. Are you starting to feel a little perkier?
Yeah, what I notice is that there's just a whole lot of growth spaces out there.
That's what it is, growth space.
it's another friggin' growth experience, you know. They're doing a lot of they're having growing pains. They're doing a lot of expansion. Things have accelerated, and mm-hmm. and their little tiny bodies are just running to catch up.
Well, today, I don't know today. It depends on when you're listening to the show. There's a lot of full moon power going on, if I recall you said earlier, before we recorded. So maybe that's bringing new possibilities. What do full moons do? I don't remember.
Full moons. Well, full moons.
Isn't it a new moon? Full moon?
June 2nd was a full moon, and we're still in the influence of it because full moons will have an experience 4 days before and 4 days after, I think it is. And it brings things to culmination.
All right. Well, something new can show up then.
Right. And actually, it does tip over to a new cycle that begins with a new moon. But you might find we're also really close, come to think of it. If we're in the month of June, we're getting close to the solstice. So that mm-hmm. is also a building up and a peaking of something. Mm-hmm. So just notice if your own personal growth space is peaking or fulling, or do you feel like howling at the moon, or if your sleep cycle is disrupted. A lot of people have not been sleeping well right now. So mm-hmm. I suspect there's a lot of stuff going on a multitude of levels that we're popping in and out of our bodies.
Well, now, everybody, when you hear the phrase, take a risk, notice how that feels this time now and what it'd be like to make a new choice. And just see.
I'm hearing ABBA's. Take a chance
ABBA?
On me. ABBA. Take a chance on me. Take
there
a
you go.
On me.
That's right.
Well, we want to let a couple people. Yeah. We're sliding into home base here, so yeah. we want to let folks know. We want to remind people that we're going to be at the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club Expo on July 25th, and that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Kent Commons. So if you're anywhere in the Puget Sound, come on over and see us at booths 59 and 61, I think we are. And you can find out more by going to Boeing's website, which is www.bepcweb.com. Also, we have another conscious conference call coming up. It's on Thursday, June 16th at 7 p.m., and you can get up close and personal with Janet and I and discussing these issues in heart space, and email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook and on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook at Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join the group and join the fun. You'll be in the forefront of finding out about things going on with us. And you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet.
Boy, that's a lot of stuff.
I had to get a lot of stuff out there as we were sliding into home. And, you know, I was afraid the Empire was going to go, you're out. So, you know, going on your website?
Well, let's see. Just see about subscribing for my weekly blog. Joan has a great blog, too. And if you do, you get a $25 discount from my website on your first session with me. And so we'll look forward to hearing from you that way. And I think, Joan, your website is, again...
Mine's joan-newcomb.com. And just a heads up that it's really spontaneous. I'm doing a workshop, an online webinar workshop next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, Real World Manifesting. It's an online workshop. Sign up and find three solid techniques for bringing your conscious creations into physical form.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. We need to do that. All right. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye, huh?
So long, farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. So
Everyone, we want to thank you for joining us. And whether you're listening now or then or some other time, you are part of our co-creation, and we do appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate you contributing your energy wherever you are in the universe. You are contributing to this experience right now. So thank you so much. And you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And thank you so very much. Until the next time.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.